The original lawsuit was filed 8 years ago against the Holy See by a Seattle-area man who says a priest molested him during the 1960s. Peter Isley says the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court not to hear the case means that Oregon's district court ruling stands. Isley is the Midwest director of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. Isley says the high court's refusal to hear the appeal will likely aid a federal lawsuit filed by a Wisconsin victim of clergy sex abuse. The lawsuit alleges the Pope knew of sex abuse complaints involving Father Lawrence Murphy, who molested as many as 200 deaf boys.
It's another obstacle that's being moved out of the way for victims to bring these cases into court, a court of law, where depositions can be taken, witnesses' oaths, documents can be obtained, and the truth about what's been going on with these cases of child sex abuse can be heard and ruled on.
However, Vatican attorney Jeffrey Lena says SNAP's statement regarding the court's action completely mischaracterizes the significance of the decision. Lena says the U.S. Supreme Court only takes up 60 to 70 cases out of 8,000 requests every year. The Vatican attorney says it doesn't have any effect on other cases concerning clergy sex abuse or relate to anything happening in Wisconsin or anywhere else. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.